Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And now, I'm not going to say it now anymore because you get it, on Instagram, at Max Tucci. That was the fun. Let me tell y'all something. When I got the email that at Max Tucci Radio turned into at Max Tucci, I was like jumping for joy because now you could find me at Max Tucci everywhere. And you can go to Spotify and you can get best of shows of Max and Friends. And you can go to Apple Podcasts and you can get shows there. How's your Sunday been? How's your week been? How's your month been? How's your new year treating you? Tweet me, text me, love me, and let me know. Speaking of love, the Love Gurus are in the studio tonight. They are a real-life couple empowering others to love themselves, create conscious relationships, and live a joyful life. They believe self-love is the foundation of all healing. And if you don't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Remember when RuPaul used to say that? Well, you can't love anyone else. And that's a fact. They're going to join me in just a minute, but we're going to play some music. We're going to chill. We're going to relax. Sit back tonight, y'all, and just know that this is going to be a Max motivation class and that this is going to be a life class. So if y'all use pens and papers, grab them now. If you use things to record, speaking of recording, go to latalkradio.com/max. There you can get over 11 years, almost 12 years of shows, and you can listen to guests like Lisa Lampanelli and Jackie Collins and Eva LaRue and so many wonderful people there. So, and Nanda G and, oh my gosh, the list is forever. And Tiffany and Stacey Q and all of your favorite Orange is the New Black and Housewives and Murderers and Mistresses and everyone in between. latalkradio.com/max. But tonight we're going to have a great show. We are going to have the Love Gurus in the studio tonight. They're here right now sitting in front of me. Y'all don't see it. And no, I'm not going to do Facebook Live. And no, I'm not going to do anything on camera because it's Sunday night and I like to be in a hoodie top and I'm not going to get ready for the camera because that's why I love radio. So tell me, seriously, tweet me at Max Tucci. Send me a message on Instagram at Max Tucci and let me know what's going on in your life. And please do me a favor. Tag people that you want me to have on the show. Tag them on Instagram, tag them on Twitter, and we will make an effort to get them here. And I am so grateful that you will dictate who will be on the show. So we really look into it. We will follow people. We will stalk people to get them on the show and shit. After 12 years, we're doing it right here on Max and Friends. I want to play a song that you all know because we played here before, Lead Me to the Water by my friend Sharon Agati. And when we get back, the Love Gurus on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was the song, Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. I just love Miss Sharon. Thank you for letting us play that song here on Max and Friends. Speaking of love, I got the love gurus in the studio tonight here on Max and Friends. Welcome, love gurus.
Hello, hello.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure to have you here on Max and Friends in my home. This is my platform, so it's my house. Welcome to my home. I know it's a little spark. And I don't know if the plant is real or not.
It's real. It's real.
The plant's real. There's a succulent here on our table, and I don't know if it's real or fake, but I just appreciate it for being green because we need some color up in this room. But speaking of things that I love you guys for being here. And thank you so much. We had a really intense, amazing experience we'll get into tonight here on the show. But let's define first the definition. What is the definition of love gurus? What does it mean?
You want to take this?
No, go ahead. You can go. Look, a guru is, if you break it in Sanskrit, gu is darkness and ru means to dispel. So it's like a dispeller of darkness. But what we really believe is like we are guides leading you inwards on your journey and whatever journey that may be. A lot of the time, looking for your own form of self-love, for that those parts of you that you think you're missing, but mm-hmm. you haven't really missed them. They're in there. You just have to find them again and start to live from that place.
And tap into them.
Tap into
what's already there. Right, or just acknowledge exactly. it. Not even tap
acknowledge
into it.
Just notice that it's there, because a lot of the time we just don't even see it. We don't see our own beauty. We don't see our own worth.
Why is that?
There's a million reasons for that.
Lots of conditioning.
Society's fast, too. I feel like it's, you know, if you're not paying attention, all of a sudden you're just burning through time and burning through months and years, mm-hmm. and you don't even really slow down to consider why or, you know, what's the purpose or are you even enjoying it? Is there any pleasure in it? Are you finding joy and love? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just kind of programmed to execute and perform and live these lives that are chaotic and crazy, and you feel like you are just treading water.
It starts from childhood too. From a lot of people are just being raised with parents who are not self-realized, mm-hmm. so they're just programming their kids with their own programming mm-hmm. of their own wounds and
patterns,
all of these
pathologies.
Exactly. So it's you hardwired your brain by 7 to be exactly like your parents, to repeat their patterns, to survive like your parents. And you're not bound to that. You just don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And as you get older, it's like you don't have to live by those same ideals. And that's what we teach in our in our sessions. There's
a really big pattern too we've noticed with, like, say from our generation's parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they just went through really, really hard times. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, like, World War One, Depression, World War Two, a bunch of string of wars, immigration, hard times. It's just like people were really just surviving. That was the best they could do to survive. And when you're in survival mode, you're not paying attention to the little intricacies of your kid's development, or, like, you know, you're trying to put food on the table and you're trying to keep a house over their head. And so there was just a lot of trauma that happened, I'd say, in the last 100 years, that it's not as relevant today. Like, people aren't struggling like that near as much, at least in this country. I know that there's developing countries and stuff that'll go through those same things. But now it's with technology and with modern day, especially with disillusioned kids, I feel like the millennials and the younger generations, like, they are not buying into the way things were. And so we're really seeing this huge wave of consciousness and a seeking of consciousness. People want more than just, you know, the 9-to-5 and the white picket fence kind of American dream. They want to be fulfilled, and they want to do things that matter and have purpose.
And we have the luxury of that. And we have the luxury of the internet.
The
Googles exist now.
But, you know, speaking of stories and all these wonderful stories that we have, what is your story? Tell us a little bit about how you met, how you got into this, and your story.
Go ahead.
Well, so we actually met on a dating app, which is a testament that it actually works. And you know, we had talked to each other for a couple months and for whatever reason didn't meet up. And then
I was dating other people.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It happens. Yeah.
And I is dating.
And
I think I at the time, for whatever reason, wasn't pursuing her very hard, but I read this, actually I audibled this book. I have a hard time saying read this book when I actually listen to it. So I audibled this book. It's called How to Stop Worrying and Live Your Life. It's a really good book by Dale Carnegie. And it just kind of put me in this mindset of, like, why do I care about anything? I should just accept myself where I am, and what's the worst thing that could happen? And I just immediately messaged her and was like, we're going out. I want to see you. We're going to go out on a date. And then, you know, as luck would have it, I ended up breaking my friend's car that I was driving at the time, because I was going to visit my son, and ended up broken down in the middle of La Cienega. So completely missed our first date. Called her, like, listen, I'm not a flake. I promise. Like, this is just this crazy thing that happened. Took the car to the mechanic the next day, and it wasn't done in time, so I missed, you know, the next time that we had set up for the date. And then I was just like, listen, just trust me. It's going to be worth it. I'll be there. I think I ended up coming at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, he missed it by a whole day and like 12 hours, basically.
Yeah.
Our date was very
really
late.
Late for the first date. But it was amazing.
Better, like, late than never.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just wanted to show up, and there was this energy behind me that was just sort of propelling me. And on paper, you know, where I was in my life, I was, you know, a little over a year out of rehab. I had just sobered up. My business was gone. My family was broken. And I was just sort of rebuilding my life. And so I didn't necessarily feel like I had anything to offer. But after I read that book, I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to offer myself, and I'm going to give it my best shot and see how it goes. And I think with that attitude going into it, it made it so special, because I was just putting everything out there. It didn't matter that I wasn't trying to keep up appearances or try to, you know, manipulate the truth about what was going on. It's like, this is me. This is who I am. This is what it is. And if you like that, then we can have a relationship. And
he actually didn't want a relationship back then, and then it just turned into that, because I wanted to be in a relationship. I wasn't just going to date around, because I wasn't interested in that. But I wasn't really sure if I wanted to date him. even though he says I fell in love with him on our
first date. I remember the time that it happened. It all slowed down, and I got really quiet, and I just stared at her, and she was like, why are you staring at me?
He says I fell in love. But you know what? There was something special that kept that kept me interested in him. We had spent 2 months like just messaging each other back and forth.
Courting each other.
Yes. And he would send me these passages from these books that he was reading. I would do the same to him. And we were interested in the same kind of stuff and the same, just working on ourselves and consciousness. And he sent me Ram Dass and all of these books that he read and videos. And I was just fascinated by our conversations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'll give him a shot. Mm-hmm. And then we basically moved in after our third date.
Yeah,
like we just
that's
knew.
How it works.
We just knew. He just never left. He was there and he never left.
Yeah.
And then we had sex, and the sex was terrible. Like, we had no chemistry. It was not working. Something was off, and it had to do with the fact that he was sober, so we were having sober sex. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that I had never had sober sex before. Mm-hmm. I had to really be in a different mind space to allow myself to relax. And this whole thing, this whole journey of like, I want to be with you, and we have to figure this thing out, led us into this mentality of like, we can do anything together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people, when they find a flaw in relationships, they're just like, oh, it's not meant to be. And, you know, Disney teaches you a lot of things that are not true. So it's like, with him, it was like, we need to figure this thing out. And we just started looking. We started looking for answers. We're like, we're very smart. We have done all of this self-work. And we're in this exact same place that of growth. And we want to make each other be at this place together.
Mm.
So we found Tantra. We found Taoist sexuality. We found all of these ways of moving energy.
Now, well, before we get into this, because we've got people who are like, what the fuck are we even talking about here tonight on Max and Friends?
Yeah.
So we're going to be covering a lot of things, from bridging to workshops to multi-orgasms, to language of the body, consciousness, emotions, being stuck in your body, energy, chakras. We need like a 3-hour special here tonight. Sacred sexuality. But what I do know is that whatever we're supposed to say here tonight on Max and Friends will unfold naturally and will be said. So stay tuned. Like I told you all, it's a life class tonight. But if you want to know more about my guests tonight, the Love Gurus, follow them on Twitter and Instagram at The Love Gurus LA. All right. And you could also go on Facebook right now. Same thing, The Love Gurus LA. So if you feel like you want to know more about them, that's where you can go. There's also a website, thelovegurusla.com, and The Love Gurus. Yeah, just go there, y'all. Call us, 323-203-0815. I'm not going to answer the line, so I don't know why I said to call us, but I just felt like I needed to throw that out there. But I'll be honest, we're not going to answer, so don't call. We got too much to talk. Because I know what's going to happen. If we start taking calls, people are going to say, well, what's this? And then we're going to spend like 30 minutes on that one answer. So book yourself a session with the Love Gurus. All right? That's how we'll handle that. But let's get into a lot of things. So first of all, the question that I have here is, how did you get into this line of work? But what really is the line of work that you offer?
Well, I think that, like we were just saying, our sex was off and we had every other piece was fine. And so when we figured out that sexual component, and when we figured out how to move our energy and how to unblock these emotions and stuff, it was like a light switch had come on, and immediately we just said, we gotta help. We gotta help people. Other people need to know about this. Other couples need to know about this, because, and especially as we've seen, because now we've been doing this for a while and we've seen a bunch of different people, almost everyone struggles with sex in one form or the other. It's a really, really common issue, but everyone's seems to be timid or shy to speak up about it because they think they're the only ones. Mm-hmm. And women especially have just gone through so much because growing up, men just don't know what they're doing. They're boys.
Most people don't know what they're doing.
Putting things in holes. And
exactly.
And it doesn't work. So what we were figuring out in our own relationship, we started to present to the world doing workshops and stuff. And from those workshops, people started to want private sessions. They wanted to start going deeper. And in those private sessions, what we realized is that what we were learning sexually could be applied non-sexually with breathing and movement and certain things. And so we very, very naturally and organically started to fall into these methods that were helping people have these really revelatory experiences, mm-hmm. where it wasn't about us and what we were doing to them. It was about them and what their body was doing and what they were feeling and what mm-hmm. was opening up yeah. inside of them.
And what they weren't feeling.
Yeah. And what they yeah. were. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
sure.
what we discovered is that emotion gets trapped in your body. And if you know mm-hmm. anything about chakras, like there's energy points in your body that specifically relate to some sort of emotion, like for example, like your root chakra is related to survival, and if you are stuck in some sort of emotion that has to do with survival, your energy gets blocked down there, so your energy doesn't flow the same. Okay. You don't react to other people and the world around you in the same way. So what we do is help you discover your blocks, your energy blocks, where they come from, and allow them to move through you. And through doing that, you learn so much about yourself, so much about how you're expressing yourself and how you're stopping yourself from living your full potential.
Mm.
And a lot of it stems from, like I said earlier, from the programming from childhood. And all these things came so naturally to us as we were doing this kind of work. And then people just started demanding more of this bridging sessions, and we call it bridging because it's really bridging.
So what is bridging?
Yeah, bridging is like bridging your body and your mind. We're teaching you the language of your body to integrate it with your subconscious mind. And so it's a lot of things, because it's not just your body and your mind. It's like we're bridging your body and mind and soul, all of these
and
things.
Bridging your human experience to the divine experience, and the physical to the metaphysical. You know, it's a multi-layered meaning.
Mm-hmm. What I want to get into the meeting real quick is people who are listening tonight who are going through like, our sex sucks. What do you tell them?
Well,
from when it, like, say, because I'm a big believer in have sex the first night, because then you'll find out if you want to invest relationship or not. Uh-huh. And if the sex sucks, work on it or don't, you know, at that point. But what do you tell people who are just starting a relationship, having sex for the first time, and the sex is off? What do you say?
Well, it's important to know that you're not broken, because a lot of people come to us and they think something's wrong with their body, something's wrong with them. They can't. That's not the case. Sexuality and creativity is always flowing through us. And so it's more like we've stacked a bunch of stuff on top of it, and we just need to pull the stuff off. And so what we've seen is that when you move that energy, when you release that heaviness and that pressure that holds your energy down, then it just comes up, and all of a sudden you're feeling more sexual, you're more engaged, you're more energetic, you're more hopeful. And so it sort of naturally bubbles to the surface.
For women, there's a lot of things that happen to us growing up. And just honestly, if you think of your yoni, which means your sacred cave in Sanskrit, you start storing anything from heartbreak to trauma to abuse,
breakups,
all of that. So it starts to get stored in your vaginal walls, and over time they start to get they start to lose sensation. Sex starts to become painful. You start to become numb to sensation, or you train yourself to only orgasm in one way. Yeah, so you're teaching your brain, I have to do these sorts of move to get to this zone in pleasure, and it's the complete opposite of that. You have to unlearn everything you've learned and rediscover your body to really reach that new sensation and that new level of connection with yourself and with your partner. So it's a lot of unlearning that you need to start doing when it comes to connection.
Forget everything you know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And for men, it's actually the opposite. Our physical bodies are very resilient, and we don't tend to hold as much emotion in the sexual area, but we're in our heads. And so all of
which
the,
one?
the brain.
The one,
one
with
the upper one.
Sometimes hair.
The one with two eyes.
The one with two eyes.
That one. And so for men, we take rejection, failure, lack of self-worth, things that are making us feel defeated, and we instantly put them in our mind. And as soon as our mind gets cluttered and bogged down with those things, then that's when our penis stops working.
Okay.
And so that's where a lot of the male issues come from. And when you it seems so simple, but if you don't understand what's going on with your body and with your energy, you can really get lost in what to do because you don't know how to fix it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people go, you know, what happens when the sex starts off really good And then all of a sudden, like, it's like, wah, wah.
Ooh, that happens a lot.
Yeah, what is it? What? Why is it? Not what is it, why is it?
This is an interesting explanation. So I know people can't see us, but if you can imagine a circle, mm-hmm. and one partner is one half of the circle and the other partner is the other half.
Yin and
that's,
yang.
That's how most relationships come together. Yeah. And that's actually not the ideal situation.
Okay.
And so you feel like you're complementing each other because when you come together, you're making a whole circle. Mm. But in reality, though, that half that you're missing and they're missing is still present. Mm-hmm. And so at some point it's going to shift or it's going to pull apart and you're going to feel like you're missing that other half. Mm-hmm. And that's when everything goes to shit. That's mm-hmm. when the sex goes. That's when you stop talking as much. You mm-hmm. feel less intimate. And so ideally what you want, and this is why we focus so much on the individual. When we see couples, we don't even see them together until mm-hmm. we've seen them individually first. Mm-hmm. And so what you want is this person to be a whole circle, mm-hmm. this person to be a whole circle, and then they're choosing to come together and to share mm-hmm. their lives together instead of like, oh my God, I need you. You complete me.
No, if someone says that, Whoopi Goldberg says, run.
Yeah. Done. You're done.
You need to go incomplete.
Yeah. Yeah.
But speaking of complete, we're already at that. We've completed 30 minutes here on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. That's just how much fun we have here on Max and Friends.
It goes fast.
It sure does.
And we could curb.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
But that's a part of life.
Now to the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't decoy, avoid, or make void the topic,
cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now just talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat?
I doubt it.
All right then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hot to try, make any man's eyes pop. She use what she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drool like fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note that last night was dope.
Oh, last night was dope because I was with the Love Gurus and they're here tonight on Max and Friends. That was just a throwback right there. Let's talk about sex here on Max and Friends because that is what we're talking about. The Love Gurus are here and we've got so much to talk about. Just like our Salt and Pepper telling us. And the bad things that may be. So let's talk about it. So what is bridging?
Oh, okay. So that's our unique method we came up with. And it's a 3-hour session, approximately. We don't usually time it. But it's a whole mix of things. We start off very informally. And we sit around and we talk. And get to know each other and sort of break the ice. And the whole idea is that we're breaking down walls because people have so many walls built up mm-hmm. and they don't even know that they have those walls built up. And so the first step is make someone feel comfortable. Come in. We're all sitting in the same level.
You know, we can talk about my experience yesterday because that's why we're here today.
Right,
so I have done it and we can talk about it and let's just go there.
You tell us what bridging
is.
So bridging is basically like just a communal gathering of the Love Gurus mm-hmm. and me or whoever the individual is getting together, drinking tea and just enjoying each other's company and figure out who we are. Because I never met you.
Yeah.
You never met me.
Yep.
And it's just a kumbaya of who we are. It's by the campfire. Right?
And then we kumbaya down to the floor where we do some breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, breathing.
And just so y'all know, like, we're not naked, we're not having sex, because I'm sure that those are the people's misconceptions.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's like, because people think, well, we're talking about sex, and so are we all having sex? No, we're trying to get to the root of just who we are.
This is an all-closed process.
Yeah, and every session is so completely different, because everyone is like a snowflake, and it's about getting down to those things that are stopping you, like I said, from living your best self.
Yeah. We were just talking about best self again on an earlier show.
Well, synchronicities.
The best self. There's many of them, right?
Many synchronicities. And then, and then through the breathing process, breathing actually shows us where in your body your energy is getting stuck.
Mm-hmm. And my energy stuck was?
You were actually pretty good. We had a little bit around your self-worth area, but that's like everyone.
Okay.
We have a little bit of that. And you had some in your heart because you had your heart broken a little bit by friends. And
life happens.
And life happens. And so we had to release some of that, and we had to allow you to show up and be seen and know that it's okay to be you no matter what.
Right.
Like, you don't have to do anything for anyone to love you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything but just show up and be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing we want to get out of every session, is like to be present with you as much as possible and give you all of our love. And our love is like giving you our attention and our non-judgment, so you can fully release everything you have inside of you. And it's so important also that we do this as a female and male energies, because we get to deal with whatever issues that you have underlying with males and females. We bring a different, some people react really strongly with women, they get very, very nervous because of whatever issues they've had in their past, or some women have been sexually harassed and they're really anxious around men. So we try to teach you what it's like.
The balance.
Yeah, the balance of
yin
being in front
of
a woman and a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it was fascinating. So then after we did the lay down on the mat, we then went into...
Yeah, a talk portion where we're sitting face to face. And so what happened in the breathing was your subconscious starts to activate. You're being triggered. Your body's being triggered. So it takes you into that like that fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
So in you're wide open. So then when you sit up to talk, then we're talking to not necessarily the cerebral you, like the thoughts and the ego you, but we're talking to the you that's underneath all that stuff. And it's a really important...
The soul.
The soul, right?
The soul.
The real you. And we hardly ever access that in our day-to-day lives because we're so busy and we're moving and we're here, we're there, we're everywhere. And so when we have those conversations, it's a chance for you, your truest, most powerful you, to express what you need, what you feel, what you needed to say that you might not have been able to say before. And so, you know, that can be even childhood wounds or pre-verbal things that happen to you that you don't even have words for, but it allows your body a chance to express it. And that's just moving energy. And so the whole purpose of that is, by the time you've talked with her, you've talked with me, then ideally you've had a chance to express everything that needed to be expressed. And so now we can go on to the final portion, which is you getting to lay down and just sink into the awareness of who you really are, and really just enjoy and sit in bliss, because you don't have all this stuff that's sort of stopping you up. And
I was good at that.
You were so good. Oh, he went so far. He took me with him. He's floating away up into space.
Now, for those people who are listening and saying, this is all a bunch of bullshit, this is skeptical, and what gives you two the right to do this, what do you say to them?
Well, we battled with this, right? Because you could go to school, you could get accredited, you could study under these people, but we thought it was really important that we experience this for ourselves and then we can talk about it through experience, because experience seems to be the best teacher. And
experience is the university of life.
Yeah.
We don't say anything that doesn't work for us or that we haven't done.
Right.
And we are very, very good students, and we can also tell you all the science behind it too. So if you're not as spiritual and you want to hear more science behind it, then we can tell you about opening your heart, increasing blood oxygen to your blood flow, and that energizes your blood and your circulation, and it starts to activate parts of your body you weren't using. So there's a lot of science behind it too, but it's
interesting.
It works.
Yeah, it's interesting because especially for me at the beginning, I'm like, I need to know the reason why all of this stuff works. So
why all of what works?
Why all of the energy stuff works? Because I need to be able.
Why are we getting these sensations? Why is it working in our lives? What's happening?
That was, it was very important for me to answer all the whys. Why is this? Why is this process working? But if you research it, this has been around for thousands. Yeah. The tantrics and Taoist theories have been around for thousands of years. So it's been proven again and again and again. Shamanic experiences doing the same kind of stuff have been around in tribes for even longer than that.
And science is actually just now starting to catch up. Yeah. We're talking about like quantum physics and quantum theory, and they're just now starting to understand that what the shamans and the natives have been talking about forever could actually be true, and there actually is different dimensions to this stuff.
They're plugging stuff into your brain now to read how your brain is reacting to all this energy movement. So people like Joe Dispenza, for example, he is incredible. And
I'm
he
too
is
busy to come on my show.
He's
just saying.
He's so good. But
we reached out. But it's all good.
You let us know. We'll be right here just stalking him outside. We love him.
But he's going to be tuning and listening to you and be like, oh, I should have got on Max and Friends. See? Exactly. We got the love gurus here tonight. So if you're tuning in and you're figuring out what we're talking about, yes, we're talking about sex. Yes, we're talking about you. We're talking about me. We're talking about all the good things and the bad things that can be. So you can follow them right now at the Love Gurus LA. Are you guys only in LA?
Oh, that's a good question.
You're like, if you book us a ticket, we'll be anywhere you want to be.
Exactly. Yes, I'm down for that. Find me.
Obviously, we've done most of our workshops and our private sessions here in LA. Mm-hmm. But this is a big thing in 2020. We've had a lot of demand because we did some shows and we have people all over the world tuning in, all over the States. And so they've demanded things from us that we didn't necessarily have available. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing this year is we're starting a private Facebook community and also a community on our website where people can download meditations. And
When I thought of that yesterday, I'm like, you need to do spoken meditations and send them out there for sure. 100%. Yeah.
And
they're beautiful.
So that's a component. And then we're also going to start traveling and doing work with corporations and companies. Mm-hmm. And because we really want to bring this sort of thing into the corporate environment as well. Mm-hmm. So people that are stressed out and have these crazy workloads and they're running companies and doing all this stuff can learn how to integrate and how to balance the work and life.
No, it's proven fact that companies who give their employees the time to meditate for 30 minutes each time are more productive companies.
It's great. Yeah. We have a corporate client and he says that he's turned into a completely different person. He's been meditating. He's been connecting more to his group because he's a team leader in his company. And his group is doing better than all the other groups because they have this conscious collective within themselves that is making them be more productive because they like each other.
Right. Yep.
So if you like each other, it's like you're being driven by the fact that you like your coworkers and not by the money that you're making. And the byproduct is you make more money than everyone else.
Well, speaking of conscious, let's talk about consciousness because that's a talking point we have here. Mm-hmm. So what is it that you offer people who come in about consciousness?
Okay, so the more conscious you can be in your life, the more you're in control of your destiny. Mm-hmm. And so right now, what most people's lives look like is they're running on 95 to 98% subconscious programming. Mm-hmm. That means they get up out of bed, they brush their teeth, they do this, they do that. And they're not even aware of what they're doing. They're just kind of on autopilot. And so as you reclaim more and more consciousness, you are actually in the driver's seat of your life. Mm-hmm. And it seems so simple, but when you actually start to apply it to your life, you realize, holy shit, I'm not paying attention most of the time.
It's about really slowing down and paying attention to what you're doing, to how you're feeling in conversations, to having boundaries, to have the self-love and protect yourself. And that's so important because sometimes it feels like you're just with your same group of friends because that's what you've been doing forever. Mm-hmm. And you're not really aware of the fact that you're getting drained by your relationships and you're not speaking up about what you need. You're going out to lunch because your friends are saying, let's go here, but you don't really want to go there. And it's so important to slow down and be like, no, what do I want? Like, slow down and ask yourself that every single day. It's like, what are you doing right now? If you're washing your hands, feel your hands being washed. If you're eating your food, slow down and taste your
food.
Yeah,
we did that. Yeah.
We did that. And how much better is that?
Oh my God. That grapefruit was amazing.
Yeah. It can be an orgasmic experience. And that's the whole point, is through consciousness, when you really get in touch, you start to notice, oh, my body's in pain. Oh, mm-hmm. I don't like my life. Oh, I don't like my job. Oh, I don't like my partner. I don't like the way we're having sex. And so as you start to fix all these things, or, you know, make them into what your dream life is, then all of a sudden you're living an orgasmic life and you mm-hmm. like everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's well, let's talk about real quick the language of the body.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. So over time, you start to, like we said, pile things on top.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is your posture goes.
Mm-hmm.
When your posture goes, your energy doesn't flow the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And think about, for example, when you're about to take a punch.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do is you flex your stomach, right? So you don't feel the punch as hard. The problem is that we're kind of bracing for that punch our entire day. We're like so stressed out that our body's tense.
Mm-hmm.
And that tension causes bad posture. That tension causes your body to be in this fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
And
it keeps it inflamed all the time.
Yeah.
And so you're burning energy that you don't have to.
Mm.
You're causing inflammation. You're causing, you know, potentially digestion problems, headaches,
mm-hmm.
Sore muscles, all that kind of stuff. And it's all because of your body. And especially in modern society, especially with computers and work and desks and all that stuff, people are just not moving very much. We're very mm-hmm. cerebral creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and even in spirituality, you see it a lot. There's a disconnect between like just sort of floating into the clouds and then being grounded here in your mm-hmm. body on the earth, wanting to participate in this very human physical experience. And we think that the big key to living an orgasmic life, a conscious life, a really like activated life, Christ consciousness or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
is through the body. It's because the body is what provides your brain and all of the chemicals that your brain produces for mm-hmm. you to feel good. Your body is the thing that activates all of that. So if you're ignoring that, then mm-hmm. you can't possibly have the quality of experience you could be having if your body's functioning mm-hmm. properly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've had trauma, like you're on this alert mode all the time, mm-hmm. so your body's never able to relax. Yeah,
yeah,
the tension's always there. So you need to be able to notice when your body is tense and be able to release it. Meditation is great for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meditation, you notice, you're like, bloop, you're gone. You're like, let everything go.
Even beyond that, mixing meditation with deep breathing and diaphragmatic breathing in the stomach and the chest mm-hmm. and opening up your heart, it'll take you to truly nirvanic places.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got to, like, almost wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of wrapping it up, if you don't want to have babies, wrap it up. But sacred sexuality.
Mm.
Let's talk about that, because people who are listening tonight are like, either their sex life sucks, they feel like there's a disconnect, they feel like, you know, they're just bored with sex in general. And they've been together for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like the Madonna whore syndrome or whatever it is that everyone feeds us. What does sacred sexuality mean, and how can we get it into our relationships?
Well, sacred sexuality is honoring your sexual practice. It's not about just this
getting off
this physical thing. It's connecting to your partner on a deeper level, physically, emotionally. Honestly, you're bringing in this God energy into your body and learning to circulate that energy and having these orgasmic states that are beyond the physical level.
Mm-hmm.
So you're tapped into the universe.
And there's a misconception too, because a lot of people think that this only works for relationships, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
We actually teach in our tantric workshops about self-pleasure mm-hmm. and really slowing down and learning your body and learning yourself, and you can have these incredible orgasmic mm-hmm. experiences just by yourself. And so,
in fact, that was something one of our clients said. He's like, guys, I just went home and had the best sex of my life with myself.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah. By slowing down and really noticing what he needed, allowing mm-hmm. his pleasure to guide him instead of just doing the things that normally work for him.
Right.
Like really, really paying attention to his body.
And so, we're not saying you need to go out and get a lifelong partner or anything to have really great sex.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying slow it down, slow it down for yourself first, and then slow it down for your partner, and then try, instead of just getting off real quick mm-hmm. and just rushing to the finish line, mm-hmm. slow it down and see what you can do in the meantime. And that just opens up an infinite world
explore
of possibilities.
Explore yourself. Yeah. And explore your partner. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the beautiful thing of having someone else mm-hmm. is to explore them, yeah. not to just use them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Discover right? them. That's the word explore. I love. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. All of it, right? Oh my goodness. Well, we've got to wrap this show up, but like, they can find you at theloveguruslA.com, on Instagram and Twitter at theloveguruslA. And what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Slow down.
Yes.
Slow down. That's slow it. Down.
And
enjoy it.
Love yourself. It's not about what you're doing in the world. It's not about how much you accomplish. It's about the fact that you are amazing just as you are. Mm-hmm. So just take a breath and realize that, and take a moment to soak it all in, because it's pretty magnificent even that we are here.
In this present moment.
Mm-hmm. In this present moment.
Right. We are here in this present moment. I love you both for being here in this present
love
moment here on Max and Friends, right? So here's what I'm going to leave you with, is that you're only making a mess by trying to put things straight. You're trying to straighten out a wiggly world, and no wonder you're in trouble. That's from Alan Watts. So just enjoy it. Figure it all out. It all happens naturally. It all unfolds naturally, just like this show did. And I love you all for tuning in here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I really do love you for tuning in. Love yourself and go into this week not only loving yourself, but giving love to the next person you see. We say that all the time on The Polished Woman, which is a show every Monday at 1 p.m. that I produce with Jessica. So really, give love to other people this week and always give love to yourself. Until next time, I love you and take life to the max. Good night and good karma. And right now, we're going to play Nandiji Velvel Muriga. Stay tuned and we'll talk next week. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Vel Muriga, 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 V